In October of 1997, Matthew Shepard, a gay student attending the University of Wyoming, was beaten and left to die tied to a fence post in Laramie, Wyoming. In the murder's aftermath, Tectonic Theater Project traveled to Laramie to talk with the townspeople there. The interviews they conducted formed the basis of The Laramie Project, a moving and insightful piece of theater by Moises Kaufman. It's coming to the Main Stage Theater on the campus of Wake Forest University September 20th to the 29th, with evening performances at 7:30 and weekend matinee at 2. The Laramie Project is directed by Department of Theater and Dance Associate Professor Brooke Davis. She's joined by actors Allie Buckman and Mike Dempsey.
It's a totally different landscape than what I'm used to being from this area. I'm used to green, and there was not a lot of green. I'm used to grass, and this was more rocky and thorny, and the major thing that struck me was the horizon and the sky. And I feel like I would have been a sham directing this play had I not seen the place and actually been to the town, because it's a working class town that's struggling, and you can see that there are lots of different pockets of the town. There's kind of the university pocket of the town that's discussed in the play, and then there's the railroad, and then there's the kind of historical Laramie section. And all of these things really informed sort of as we look at all the different perspectives in this one place.
He actually died on the outskirts of Laramie tied to a fence. You, Mr. McKinney, with your friend Mr. Henderson, left him out there by himself, but he wasn't alone. There were his lifelong friends with him, friends that he had grown up with. You're probably wondering who these friends were. First, he had the beautiful night sky and the same stars and moon that we used to see through a telescope. Then, he had the daylight and the sun to shine on him. And through it all, he was breathing in the scent of pine trees from the snowy range. He heard the wind, the ever-present Wyoming wind, for the last time. He had one more friend with him. He had God. And I feel better knowing he wasn't alone.
We just heard the father of Matthew Shepard, Dennis Shepard, actor Mike Dempsey. And this is actually not make-believe. Someone actually said that.
Right. And it's hard to believe that someone spoke that eloquently at such a painful time in their lives. It does feel like a constructed monologue as opposed to a man who was actually speaking publicly and speaking to the men who were responsible for his child's death.
The production is a cast of 10 doing a total of dozens and dozens of roles. How many roles? Is it 60?
Well, it depends on how many different jurors you count. I've heard any place between 60 and 80.
What's that experience like, taking on all these different roles?
It's been a really interesting experience to get to kind of like not only delve into like different techniques and different ways that we can portray different characters on stage, but it's also been really interesting just on a mental level to try to get into the mindset of all of these different members of the same community who, you know, speak and feel so differently about the same event that happened in their town.
Wake Forest University student actor Allie Buckman. Prior to Allie, we heard from Department of Theater and Dance Associate Professor Brooke Davis and student actor Mike Dempsey. The Laramie Project comes to the Main Stage Theater on the campus of Wake Forest University September 20th through the 29th, with evening performances at 7:30 and weekend matinee at 2. You'll find my complete interview with Brooke, Allie, and Mike at WFDD.org. In October 2009, the United States Congress passed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and on October 28, 2009, President Barack Obama signed the legislation into law. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.